Rockford voters will get a chance this spring to decide whether or not to return the city to home rule status. In this week's Friday Forum, WNIJ's Jenna Dooley explores the potential implications on the city and its residents.
So what is home rule anyway, and why does it matter in 2018? Bobby Holsworth is a co-chair for the effort to bring back home rule to Rockford. She gives this example.
What happens is that a senior home, nursing home, frequently might call the Rockford Fire Department for assistance if they have a resident fall, to assist that resident back into bed and get them stable. The state doesn't allow us to charge anything for that. So by having home rule, we could set a fair and reasonable fee for those lift assists.
Here's another one. Since Rockford is not a home rule city, leaders can charge only the state's cap and license fees for video gaming in the city. Home rule communities can charge what they want, and Rockford has among the highest number of gaming machines in the entire state.
By diversifying our revenue sources, we believe that we can lessen the burden on our property owners by reducing property taxes and/or funding more of the city's expenses through other sources.
Home rule became an option when it was included as a provision in the 1970 Illinois Constitution. Communities with at least 25,000 residents were given home rule powers automatically. Smaller communities can let voters decide if they want it. Far more communities have added home rule powers than have taken them away. But Rockford voters did just that in 1983. Voters were losing patience with city leaders after several property tax increases. John McNamara was mayor back when voters stripped the city of its home rule status. Now his son Tom is the mayor of Rockford and thinks the timing is right to bring it back.
If I misuse it as a mayor, or if you believe I misuse it, vote me out, but keep the tool that'll help move our community forward.
Holsworth says it's more about keeping the focus on Rockford.
We have five local legislators who do a good job and work hard in trying to represent Rockford in Springfield. But of course, the state has a lot of issues of its own and a lot of difficulty handling even those issues, and we're way down the list.
Northern Illinois University Professor Emeritus James Banovitz became one of the state's experts on home rule powers.
And the issue is primarily always tax policy, because that's something that the voters can see and measure, what's going out of their pockets. If one looks at the record of home rule on a statewide basis, one sees that, as a matter of fact, now as we sit here and look at it some 40, 44 years later, the property taxes, which are always the focal point of these discussions, they're going to raise our property taxes way up. Property taxes in home rule communities tend to be lower than property taxes in non-home rule communities.
Again, because municipalities can lean on other sources of revenue to boost their budget. Banovitz crisscrossed the state learning more about how home rule was used by different communities.
People who want government powers kept strictly limited are happy with the constraints imposed by Springfield. Others who have the view that local people should control local tax policy.
One major criticism against home rule is that it unfairly targets those who would have to absorb extra taxes and fees approved at the local level.
The biggest person that's going to get hurt under home rule in our community is small business, and that's a shame.
That's Jim Hughes, a former Rockford alderman and county board member. He's against home rule and is trying to educate voters about the primary ballot referendum on restoring it. He says he's working against a timeline that starts with early voting next month.
And I think that was done on purpose. I also think it's political because of a new mayor, that the consideration of putting a really hot issue like home rule on the ballot early in his term is probably a good idea for him, because then the taxpayers have 3.5 years to forget about it.
And he's not alone. Brian Legaro also is behind efforts to oppose home rule in Rockford. He ran as a Republican in the Rockford mayoral election last spring and lost to McNamara.
We don't really have a revenue problem. We have for years, have had a spending problem here in Rockford.
Both Hughes and Leggero say current leaders haven't earned enough trust yet to increase their local authority. Holsworth counters that there is a safeguard within the process.
Everything that would be done would have to be done by the city council. It's not as though any of these things would automatically happen simply because we have home rule. So you'd have the whole process that you have whenever the city council considers a new ordinance. And they discuss it in open meetings and listen to constituents and debate the pros and cons before they do anything in a final fashion.
But Leggero is skeptical.
A lot of people are very busy, you know, working, raising kids, making their mortgage payments. They don't have time to come down to a city council meeting. And another thing, I've spoken in front of city council a number of times, and a lot of the times their backs are turned to you. It's like they're not even really listening to you.
At its core, home rule isn't intended to be one size fits all. Its use varies depending on local leadership and the level of citizen engagement. Holsworth says that's why she believes the timing is right for Rockford voters to approve it.
I'll tell you where my passion comes from. My passion comes from a more of a civic place where I believe that home rule is a reflection of our community's willingness to step up the plate and be engaged citizens and to work with our elected officials to make sure that this community is well run.
Rudy Valdez also ran against Mayor McNamara as an independent in the last election. While he is in favor of returning the city to home rule, he says it's really about checking the pulse of citizens.
We should have the community have the voice to decide, yes, we want it, or no, we don't, after they're informed. There hasn't been a choice in 35 years to make a decision one way or the other.
But Rockford voters will have their say again on the spring primary ballot March 20th. I'm Jenna Dooley.